Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Then we gonna roll. Yo, let it go. All right, B. Mr. Finley. 106.7 The Fan. We've been going through the most exciting teams, most entertaining teams in the NFL. And we got to number 10 going the reverse way. And we hadn't hit the Washington Commanders just yet. So start asking the questions. You know, we so much care about how people around the country feel about us, you know, and it means that we're in the top 10. Where they land, I still think that they might be a little bit more entertaining than some people that are above them, but I'm absolutely thrilled to see them be in the top 10. The number 10 team, the Green Bay Packers. Matt LaFleur has come in, and he has chunk gains over and over again. Now they have Matthew Golden, who can really, really fly. Jordan Love is an unbelievable quarterback, and I think that they're going to be entertaining even more. Christian Watson, who I believe is as entertaining as any at receiver, but hell, he can't stay healthy. If they could keep that dude healthy a whole year with Matthew Golden, they could be a problem. You got all that speed up there with a quarterback who's very, very capable and getting the ball to him. Number nine. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't know if I consider them super, super entertaining. You know, I think that Baker does some things and he tries stuff. He gets you going a little bit here and there. But they are more this dink and dunk type of team, I believe, more or less. They don't just go down the field all the time. They find ways to get their Mike Evans one-on-one with somebody and throw the jump ball and things of that nature. It's not like he's streaking down the field like a Jamar Chase would be or White Ryan's his receiver up there in New York. You know, it's just
– I think it's Baker's charisma. I think that's what it is.
You know, I always said he does better commercials than he played football at some points, but, you know, he may be getting it there, okay? Number eight, the Cincinnati Bengals. If Jamar Chase is on your team, you're going to be entertaining. I mean, so I wonder is this thing just taking one side of the ball or not, because their games were very entertaining because they could score 30 and their defense would give up 36. You remember the game we beat them on Monday Night Football. They scored some points, but they couldn't stop us. So – is it entertaining to just let people go up and down the field on your defense? Because their offense is good. Joe Burrow, say what you want about him. The thing I say about him, he takes too many hits. He tries to be hero too much. He learns to be there for his team. Best ability is availability. And if he's there for his team consistently, I think that'd be even better. With Jamar Chase and also T. Higgins, that's entertaining right there. They don't need a running game to have. When those two dudes on the field, they're going to cause problems. They're going to stress you out defensively. But their defense can't seem to stop people. And that is the major problem for me with them.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Okay, number seven, the Washington Commanders fall at seven. I believe that they could have surpassed a couple of teams in front of them, but I'm going to just go through this and I'm going to read it. Arriving much faster to the contender class than anyone could have expected, Washington is no longer playing with house money, and its offseason moves reflected as much. The Commanders look to capitalize on Jaden Daniels' dazzling debut by surrounding the Offensive Rookie of the Year with much more support, namely five-time Pro Bowl left tackle Laremy Tunsil, first-round right tackle Josh Connelly Jr., and versatile veteran receiver Deebo Samuel. So long as our offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury keeps up the work that put him back on the head coaching radar, all the new additions should combine to be major assets in one of the most noteworthy sophomore follow-ups in some time. Listen, man, the two people they named at first are very, very vital. I believe if you could protect Jaden just a little bit more and allow him to sit back in the pocket and do some things, not only Deebo, but Terry is going to get open. Zach Ertz will be able to do some things for you. Brian Robinson and the combination of him and Austin Ekeler are going to be great. And I truly believe that the Crockery merit is going to be unbelievable at offense also. But this team this year, I think, is going to be able to – look, there are a lot of eyes looking at them. A lot of people that want to hate on them and don't believe that they were for real last year. That wasn't luck last year. Not when you do something consistently over and over again, it's not luck. It has to go down to what you're capable of, how much work you put in, and I believe the same thing will happen. So I'm looking forward to a stellar year from this team again. And right now, they're at number 7. But I'm going to go through it, and I want to find out if you all believe they could surpass anybody else that were outside of 7. Number 6 is the Los Angeles Rams. Okay? They have Davante Adams there now. He's back at home. He's from L.A. So he's back at home. He's on the team now. And we're going to see if him and Cooper Kupp are going to be those guys for Matthew Stafford and get them going over and over again. Because when he is playing at his best, Davante Adams is one of the best receivers in the league. We have watched, not Cooper Kupp, the other dude. What's the other receiver name? Not Kupp. Kupp's gone. He's with Puka. Puka Nacua. Puka Nacua is a menace. He's big, fast, strong, and he gives people problems. And the kid just make play after play. Number 5, the Kansas City Chiefs. People talk about no receivers. They talk about, you know, the tight end. Kelce is starting to fall off. USA Today believe that they are still entertaining. What makes them so entertaining? Is it all about Pat Mahomes?
Yeah, Taylor Swift at every game.
Yeah, but she not on the football field.
I personally don't think they were. Granted, you know, they made it. I don't think they were that entertaining this year.
It's like the thing about them is.
So last year.
If you're up by 3 or 4, you're losing to them if they get the ball last. So I think that is what entertains people. Like, they were very much like the Indiana Pacers were. That's how they are in football.
I think the thing that made them entertaining was it was like, I say, like the Patriot effect. You know, when you win so much, like everyone wants you to start losing.
Yeah.
That's what's happening with the Chiefs right now. So I guess because, you know, last year a lot of their games were very close.
Yeah.
Very close.
But they were winning them in the last drive like we were doing, which I think makes people say, damn, that team's good. They close out strong.
I think personally, we should have been rated higher than them.
How about
the Chiefs?
The Rams? You think higher than the Rams?
Yes.
Okay, how about this next team? The team that we went into their place, whooped that ass, shut their fans up, the Detroit Lions. Are they more entertaining than us?
I think they're entertaining because we see a lot of plays that we don't usually see in the NFL. Like the hook and ladder, what was it called? Hook and ladder? Mm-hmm. Dude, that was my first time really seeing that in the game.
Well, the Patriots, I mean, the Chiefs have run it. The Chiefs run everything. So everybody else doing it now are copying off the Chiefs.
But it's like you never know what's coming next with the Detroit Lions.
Well, Ben Johnson's gone, though. He's of the Bears now.
Ben.
Yeah, Ben Johnson's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to see if that happens.
But I think people love Dan Campbell. He's an entertaining coach. I mean, I know he's not on the field, but he's an entertaining dude.
Yeah. Number 3. The Philadelphia Eagles, they won the Super Bowl last year. Will you call them entertaining or just dominant?
They're dominantly entertaining. Because, that was, as a person who played offensive and defensive line and tight end, to see how things
are happening. You mean practice offensive line?
I played until I got to college. But what I'm saying
is. I mean practice.
Dude, it's beautiful to see on every level, like, dominance and good football. You see the defensive line pushing Kansas City's offensive line back. You see Jalen Hurts stand in the pocket and things they say he couldn't do.
Yeah.
Throw the ball. And come on now, a reverse hurdle? From the ex-New York Giant. Thank you, White Brian, for juicing up the – yes, this is your fault. I know you don't have nothing to do with the team, but as a fan, this is your fault.
It's Joe Schmo's fault, not mine.
No, y'all wanted him out of there. Y'all didn't want to pay him. The fans. But,
yeah. They
garbage.
I got to give it to him, bro. Like,
for the Eagles?
I don't want to give them anything. Philly suck as a whole. I don't care. I'm saying it.
All right. Well, let's go to the next two. Number two, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Are they more entertaining than the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah, I would have flipped that.
Josh Allen pretty entertaining, though, man.
Josh Allen's the most entertaining quarterback in the league.
Probably right now.
You believe that? No.
Yeah, the most entertaining football. Quarterback?
He plays football like he's playing Madden.
He's not the most
entertaining,
though.
Tries to truck over people. And...
Man.
Some wild
number
passes.
Number one is the most entertaining quarterback in the league.
Yeah, I got to agree with
number
that.
Number one is the damn Baltimore Ravens. And I know people down here, we don't like to give Baltimore no credit, but that dude right there is a cheat code.
I think it should have been Ravens.
He should have won. I'm going to take it a step farther. Lamar should have won the MVP. Lamar had 41 touchdowns, like three or four interceptions. He had as many passing yards. He had way more rushing yards. Now, Josh did have more touchdowns, but his passer rating was better than Josh's was. They just wanted to get Josh one finally because he never get the Super Bowl or anything else.
I think you're right.
Lamar was better. He's more entertaining than Josh.
He was better. I'm not sure he's more entertaining. He's better, though.
Yeah, he's more entertaining, though.
Bro.
When you rush for, like, damn near 700, 800 yards and you pass 41 touchdowns, when they say you can't throw the ball, he passed 41 touchdowns, that's great.
See, I think Josh Allen being a little bit worse and being more risky throwing the ball makes him more entertaining.
Just because you throw interceptions or don't throw interceptions don't mean you're not risky.
I've been seeing Lamar defenders eat dirt. and I don't know. I will have to flip that because, Josh Allen, he'll run over you. He don't got no problem dipping his shoulder. But Lamar Jackson will get out and make three defenders miss and have the whole stadium going, ooh, even if it's not even a home game.
Yeah. You do like I do.
I gotta take, you do like B-Bitch do.
So I'm just saying, though, but really, when you look at the entertaining football teams, for the most part, their quarterbacks are the ones that are entertaining. Matt Stafford will throw a ball down the field no matter who's covered by who. And I think that entertains the hell out of people. You know, he gonna take those chances. So, you know, we're going to – I would like to hear from some of the fans. Do you believe that this list is right? Are you happy that they're starting to give the Commanders their due and give them that national credit and things of that nature? 800-636-1067. We're going to take your phone calls. And then later on we'll discuss our guy, Halliburton, and about his injury. And I want to find out from a lot of the fans, do teams need to do more to protect the players? But before I go, B. Mitch here. Thanks to the Law Tigers, I'm now a licensed rider. This summer, every mile is going to be an adventure, and I feel great knowing the Law Tigers have my back. They're more than lawyers. They're riders, too, always knowing what injured riders and their families are going through. And this week, you want to spend your Friday at Harley-Davidson of D.C. for their garage party on the 27th, this Friday. Go check them out. The Law Tigers, the motorcycle lawyers. Visit them at lawtigers.com. Calphus and Nachman, Olivia Donahue.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.